This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban. Well, we wound it up.
Where's Rich? Yeah, sorry about that, Vince. I am here. Life is good. Had a lot of company this summer. They keep coming, and I just had to hit a button here. So how are you doing this morning?
Well, I was okay. I was okay until I got an email from you early this morning, and it said, quote, Vince, he would never go on the air with you, exclamation point, Rich. What's that all about?
Well, you were talking about Mayor Pete, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they don't, the Democrats do not want synergy. They need a divided nation. They want us to think it's a left-right paradigm. So the left, at any level, never wants to take off the disguise, the cloak, because they want to give the perception, manufacture the perception, that it's more of a left-right paradigm than it is the aristocracy managing the serfs. So they don't want hard questions. Every Democrat at pretty much every level, when they get interviewed, they get softball questions. I'm just looking down at Brazil to Hillary Clinton during the presidential debate. She handed Hillary Clinton the questions. They were all prepared. Their job is to censor, surveil, do things like hire Black Lives Matter and Antifa on the streets for violence, to destroy property. Their job is to get money from the elite so they can hire armed guards and live behind walls to be protected and demand that we the people can't. Their job is to live in big houses and fly around the world and ask us to pay carbon taxes. Their job is to have sex with children and use distractions like hashtag MeToo to divide and conquer the people. You know, this is what they do. Their job is to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people. He would never come on your radio show and take any questions because, first of all, he's not going to be prepared with the questions. He's not going to be slip the answers like Democrats typically do on the mainstream media. I mean, look at all the things that are pending right now with the left. And everybody knows the Democrats sold out to the globalist society, the elite. I mean, hopefully we're going to be getting a declassification on Epstein and pedophilia and who knows how many big names in Congress, state senators, Hollywood, big elite CEOs and CFOs, big-name, multi-gazillionaire people from all over the world, politicians. Hopefully we'll have a declassification on Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation, on FISA warrants, on all the geoengineering and weather modification tools. on. Basically, all the data related to President Obama and the billions of cash given to Iran. And hopefully a declassification on 911. Hopefully a declassification relating to alternative energies. See, we are for the people. We on USA Prepares are for the little guy. So that's why I said, and by the way, thank you for the compliment in the earlier email, but I'll be honest with you, Vince, unless they are guaranteed softball questions with the answer slipped under the table, I mean, look at Ilhan Omar. She literally said just a few weeks ago that Latinos can't compete in a merit-based system. The left is so bigoted, so racist, so intolerant, and that's why they call the right that. But see, the left is no longer the Democrat Party, and that's why the Democrat Party is so upset. Because they have been lied to. Their constituents have been lied to. The Democrats are basically, their whole strategy is lies, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes. That's everything. I mean, I'll go over a few articles later, but here's an article. A lesbian Democrat admits to lying about being a doctor. A state senator, she literally admitted to pulling 77 bullets out of people from the Pulse shooting victims. You just can't even make this stuff up anymore. This is beyond Twilight Zone episodes. It's beyond 1984. It's all about illusions. So it is the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs, and people are waking up to this. So they need more division. They have to foment hate, chaos, infighting, lack of civility, editing audio and videos, which they've been doing even for me for years. They represent the elite. I mean, they did an attempted coup on the President of the United States. So this is why they demonize, discredit, and delegitimize people like us that stand up for truth, the rule of law. How can you imagine we're being demonized because we stand up for the rule of law? You can't even put words to this. So they teach the young people to chant, to do violence, to scream, to forget about common sense, logic, and math. And they are literally admitting that they can't compete in the arena of ideas and solutions. So they need to indoctrinate, especially the young people, through public education and colleges, into this phony left-right paradigm. That's why they use celebrities. Celebrities gave up their individualism for fame and money in order to be actors for propaganda and to control the narrative for the elite. But people are waking up to this. And, flooding the country with illegals so they can vote illegally. pardon me, voting at 16 they want to do. They're voting in multiple states, multiple names. They're voting, dead people are voting, felons are voting. They want to eliminate the Electoral College without constitutional amendments. They want reparations for certain people, which is just divide and conquer strategy and to buy votes. They're pushing tyranny, treason, sedition, and espionage under the guise of multiculturalism and group identity politics and create more disunity so they can fill their pocketbooks and wallets with more greed. And they're literally playing and conning the American people and talking them into being hyphenated Americans. They want to get rid of free speech. So they literally, their desperation is so irrational right now that they want to take the side of illegal immigrants over the indigenous people, the people who were born here. So anything to do with cultures, traditions, heritage, and the future, and the rule of law is gone. And this is one of the reasons I talk about practice with the preach laws all the time, Vince. But if Mayor Pete came on, I would be shocked. And if he did, I'd love to be part of that just to ask him some questions as well. Vince?
Well, I feel really bad for the guy because he was interviewed by a radio station. And Cumulus, the media company, said the interview could not be aired. And I felt bad for the guy. So I sent an email. Oh, let me just read it. The email was really simple. It was to info@peteforamerica.com. And here is what I said. Quote, here's the whole email. Quote, Mayor Pete, would you like to be on the air with me on Genesis Communications Network, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. Central Time? USA Prepares, GCNLive.com. Thank you, Vincent Finelli. That was the whole email. The subject line said, would Mayor Pete like a radio interview with me? That was the subject line. And I felt bad for the guy because he must believe that having a publicly well-known open homosexual as CEO of corporate United States of America is a good thing. And I'd like to know why. Why is that a good thing? Is that raising the bars? Is that raising the standards? Or is that lowering the standards? Is that going to help us as a country? Is that going to raise the opinion of others in other countries of the United States of America? Or is that going to lower their opinions of us? Are they going to say, you know what, that's a really neat thing. United States has is embracing homosexuality at the highest level of corporate America. The highest level. Apple Computer embraces it. The United States government embraces it. What a wonderful thing. Is that what they would say? Or would they laugh at us?
It's the bottom line is to break our will and make us submissive. When you do group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status, and you say we need more of this people or more of that people, what you're really saying is just what Ilhan Omar says. And I use the term Ilhan Omar in quotes because, or with an asterisk, because apparently Omar is not her real last name. But that being said, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations in lieu of hard work, looking at certain criteria and parameters of success like hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, you have discredited, delegitimized, taken the dignity and value out of work. You cannot make a country reap the product of prosperity and controlling one's own destiny when you say, we're going to reward mediocrity. We're going to turn America into the law of diminishing returns. Opportunity, knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, and innovation will only be for the elite and who we say from the little people, the bottom 93%. So you're degrading and disrespecting all these people, again, not empowering them as an individual or group. You're actually destroying your own nation. And you're insulting these people at the same time. You're saying that you can't compete, your work is suboptimal. So you insult their work ethic, their ability, their intelligence. And group identity politics has been so damaging to this country in that way and so many more. Vince?
Well, I was thinking we could just go to any store, any big box chain store, and just see how the standards have been lowered. Just ask anybody where something is, or ask them if they have something that you're looking for, or ask them where it is, and you'll see how the standards have been lowered. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, you mentioned Jeffrey Epstein, or Epstein, whichever it is. And I was thinking about his airline company, the Pedophile Airlines. And Bill Clinton allegedly got at least 20 trips on Pedophile Airlines. And the number of people who are in the circle, the friends of Jeffrey Epstein, are people like the Kennedys, Kissingers, Bill Clinton, Dustin Hoffman, Courtney Love, Jimmy Buffett, Alec Baldwin, Phil Collins, David Blaine, Kevin Spacey. I wonder what he's doing there. Katie Couric, George Stephanopoulos, Charlie Rose, Woody Allen. Well, that makes a lot of sense, right? Woody Allen. So these are just some of the few people, according to Vanity Fair, who have been in the presence of Jeffrey Epstein. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. I don't think the American people are prudes, but people who screen the most have the most to lose. And I think it's very obvious that I have an article right here in front of me. Epstein's female fixer was extremely close to Chelsea Clinton. So yeah. when our listeners complain that government workers are getting $5,000-$7,000 for pensions, that all pension plans are pretty much in the red, and they're asking you, the little people, to live off of Social Security for way less than half. You have the right to be upset because Bill Clinton sold $2 trillion and replaced them with IOUs in the Social Security Department. So, pardon my little my diversion there, but this is going to be a big deal. Everything that comes from the left, because they do not care about the people. This is not the JFK Democrat Party, folks. Okay, the left has totally sold out to the elite, 100%. I can't count the amount of examples that we've given over the air. Everything is fake. Everything is a hoax. Everything is lies and propaganda. I mean, let me just give you a few examples, Vince, if I may. Here's an article, Noose, which sent University of Michigan dean on racist tirade, turns out to be an employee was practicing his fishing knot practice. Now, I'm a fly fisherman also, and there's certain knots that you have to know. Well, apparently he left a rope on a table somewhere, and someone found it, and they made a big deal about it because they were saying, oh, well, we can't let a crisis go to waste. Here's a noose. Obviously, this person wants to probably hang somebody of a person of color. You know, I remember when, obviously I wasn't alive during that era, but I remember during the 30s and 40s, people of color, that term was a very derogatory term. It's amazing how the Democrats have brought it back and changed the context to turn everybody into some type of victim group status and feel entitled to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job, which has done nothing but foment hate, divide the people, and lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, you destroy your country from within. Here's another article. The radicalism behind the racism-charged, overplayed, and overused media Dems screaming of racist ring hollow. I read somewhere that over the weekend, CNN and MSNBC said the word racist like every 7 or 8 words for like a 48-hour period. It was like well over 1,000 times. So this is why you hear racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater with an anti in front of pretty much every word, and an ism, ist, or phobia in the back of every word. Because they have to foment hate. They have to have divide and conquer. Now, speaking of Epstein and pedophilia, Mueller's next article, star witness indicted on child sex crimes. We're not making this up, folks. We'll be back right after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After months of delays, setbacks, and gains, the U.S. Senate is finally expected to give final passage today for the extension of funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. After all the delays that have happened, the Uniformed Firefighters Association President Gerard Fitzgerald says he's still on edge about that vote that's coming later today.
We're very hopeful that it will go through. It should go through. It's the right thing to do.
Fitzgerald spoke on NBC News. The Trump administration taking steps to make fast-track deportations of illegal immigrants who've been in the country less than 2 years possible. The DHS is expected to issue a notice today saying it's expanding the expedited removal, which means immigrants could be moved quickly without having to see an immigration judge. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Class
is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, and since we're talking about politics and perversion, Epstein, Jeffrey, according to the Business Insider, donated $50,000 to former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer in 2006. And, of course, Eliot Spitzer left office in disgrace. And something about some prostitutes. John Kerry, received $4,000 from Epstein. And let's see, retired Senator Chris Dodd got a $1,000 donation from Epstein in 2006, but he returned it. And let's see, who else? Chuckles Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, Chuckles Schumer, also known as Chuck Schumer. It's estimated that Epstein donated about $7,000 to him. And former President George H.W. Bush received $1,000 from Epstein. And Bill Clinton got $2,000 from him in 1992. But also it was reported that the Clinton Foundation has received $25,000 from Epstein. And let's see, of course, Bill Clinton has made numerous trips in the pedophile airlines owned by Epstein. And let's see, Bob Dole received $1,250. Who else? Actually received more than that, but that was just one donation. He donated more than $4,000 to former Senator Jeff Bingaman, a Democrat from New Mexico, but Bingaman returned some of it. Let's see, who else? Joe Lieberman. He received $3,000 from Jeffrey. Former Senator Tom McMillan, Democrat from Maryland, received $3,000 from Jeff. And then Senator Alphonse D'Amato, a Republican from New York, received $2,000 from him. Let's see. New Mexico Democrat John Kelly received $2,000 from Jeffrey. And the list goes on. So it looks like Jeffrey, alleged pedophile and convicted sex offender, registered sex offender, has been spreading money around to buy influence. I mean, why else would you do that, right? That's the way I see it.
Yeah, we keep confusing the term leadership with bought and paid for. And when we refer to the term bought and paid for, what that really means is that you sold out to little people. Now, for all the feminists who are out there, and you get all upset from this manufactured Me Too, which was created by the elite as a distraction, which I've made very clear over the years. It's okay for your heroes to basically sell your children to sex, to people who want sex, aka pedophilia, which is illegal as hell. But it's not okay for heterosexual men and women to have sex if it's adult mutual consensual sex. Remember Barbara Streisand not that long ago? It was regarding an article and a quote from, I think it was a quote from Michael Jackson. She said his sexual needs are his sexual needs. Again, you know what? We're not prudes. Americans are not prudes. All they just don't want other people's lifestyles shoved down other people down their throats, and they want adult mutual consensual sex. I can't say that enough. You know, you go in a room and you do your thing. You leave the kids alone. And you don't need to rape women. You don't need to tie them up. You don't need to blindfold them. You don't need to beat them. You know, I know the 80 million copies that mostly were of that Shades of Grey or whatever the name of that book was. It was a movie. I know the majority of purchasers were women, but that still isn't doesn't give you enough leeway to beat women and punch them and hit them and tie them up and blindfold them and all this other stuff. Pedophilia is a big thing, and this is why I don't know if declassify is the right word. But all these names need to come out and let the chips fall where they may. A quote from someone from the Democrat Party. But here's an article right here. This is Italian police bust elite network that brainwashes and sells children to the wealthy. Includes city mayor, renowned psychotherapist, etc. Another article right here. Library deletes children fondling drag queens during story hour. Folks, I know this sounds like we're making this up. These are all published articles in the public domain, I promise you. Illegal immigrants are now buying kids to enter the U.S. Now, a lot of these articles get purged. A lot of, you know, the big tech platforms, the Googles, the YouTube, which is owned by Google and Alphabet, you know, all the big tech, they're doing everything to hide this information, to distort it, to change the titles, change the words, change the context. They don't want this information to get out. But people are sick and tired of the aristocracy telling them how to live when they're not practicing what they preach. And I've given shows, Vince, you can verify that, you know, especially when I monologue, I've given whole shows on practice what you preach laws. If we had that, see, the elite don't want accountability. They want a special tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what victim group status you have, what protectionist group status you have. And they call it identity politics because they don't want you to connect the dots as the little people. Well, the little people are waking up, and the little people are tired of being told what to think, what to say, because the narrative, the memes, the talking points, and the microphones are held by the elite, and they hire people at a pretty good wage to be actors, whether it be Hollywood, whether it be mainstream media anchor people. It doesn't matter. Their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. Remember that Micah Brzezinski, not too long ago, she said that the people have to believe, I'm paraphrasing her, I don't have the quote in front of me right now, but she said the people have to believe what we say. Okay, so it's very obvious that not only do they want to get rid of free speech, they want to get rid of free thinking. And this is how they control the little people. This is how they control the serfs. They divide us by every group possible, skin pigmentation, gender, sexual orientation, religion, ideology. They're going after generations. And if there's two people in this country that's ashamed of their behavior, the elite will make them a protectionist group or a victim group status. But how can, think about this, especially in the realm of getting and keeping a job, when you give people the permission from the elite to feel entitled to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and giving them victim group status, there's nobody in the world, and I have that NFL analogy that I talked about, I wrote in the book, there's nobody in the world that agrees with rewarding mediocrity, especially in that context, is going to benefit our company, our country, and our people, especially that particular group. It does the exact thing. It's made as a divide and conquer strategy to make you submissive. So if you say anything, they'll throw these politically correct buzzwords at you like accountability, diversity, democracy, and they'll call you a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, volunteer, etc., which means nothing. These words don't even have value anymore. They don't even have a real definition because they're used almost every second of the day from the mainstream media, or at least every minute of the day. And people are getting tired of it. You know, like here's an article, the poll, moderate Democrats turned off by the party's 2020 open borders agenda. Well, they don't care about, and this is why I talk about the inflation chart. The cost shifting that is occurring to the little people is beyond ridiculous. You know, it's kind of like when, you know, the Fed, you know, the powers that be are always bailing out the too big to fails and too big to jails. Okay? Like QE. The Fed bought $4 trillion in treasury bonds over the last 10 years with quantitative easing. And the corporate debt went up $4 trillion. Instead of letting all these zombie companies go out of business, we've done the exact opposite. So the little people pays for the cost-shifting debt through inflation. And this is one of the reasons why earnings expectations are being lowered by corporations so they can say they made their estimates. It's all a game. It's all a bunch of crap. I mean, foreigners aren't even buying our bonds, a.k.a. our debt anymore. And if no one buys our bonds, interest rates go up. If interest rates go up, I mean, we've talked about this till I know I have, till I'm blue in the face, everything collapses. Stocks, bonds, housing, real estate, especially commercial and retail, emerging markets, we can't even afford the interest in our debt. We can't even afford the pensions. We can't afford anything if you do the real math. So if rates increase, bond prices go down because they need to find buyers of our debt. So yields go up. It's an inverse relationship with bonds. I know this audience knows that. So it's very disturbing because I read an article not too long ago that 60% of our stocks in 40 countries, 60% of all stocks in 40 countries did worse than our one-month U.S. Treasury notes from 1990 through 2018. Now think about that. If no one's going to buy with an impressive statistic like that, and that's because of all the corruption and manipulation everywhere. So if people aren't buying our debt, wow, I mean, things are going to change big time, and not in a good way for the little people. I mean, I remember talking about this about a month ago or two. I can't remember what it was. But, you know, the reason why GDP looked good over the last couple of years because we had a lot of catastrophes like hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, mudslides, wildfires. Well, keep in mind, remember the 2008 subprime mortgage crisis, the loans that led to the collapse and the trade imbalance and all that stuff for the U.S. Well, right now, just in corporate leverage alone, we have out the market, you know, the subprime debt for corporate debt, the debt bubble, is more than twice the size right now. So everything is literally teetering on a point being held up by thread. It's the whole economy is based on an imperial con artist nightmare. This is what Trump inherited. You got to give him a lot of credit for keeping the economy going, at least to keep the unit of measures and calculations that we have, keeping us out of a recession. And we'll be back right after the break, folks.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I guess that was my fault that I brought up that I invited Pete What's-His-Butt to be on the air with me. And, you know, it's interesting that people now, some people, now feel that they are entitled to flaunt their perversion as if it's normal. And I just wanted to give What's-His-Butt a chance because he was not aired on the Cumulus Network. I thought, well, we'd at least give him a chance here. You know, Mrs. Finelli said, you know, if you do that, you have to have an equal opportunity for all the candidates to come on air with you. And I said, yeah, well, you know, we can do that. We can have, you know, all the candidates, all the bona fide candidates can have an opportunity to come on, you know, the transvestites, the bisexuals, the trisexuals, the ones who can't decide, you know, which sex they are at the moment. You know, all those guys, they will give them an equal opportunity to come on and tell us why that, you know, perversion is where it's at. So that was one thought. By the way, since you mentioned automobiles, Rich Sheehan. I wasn't gonna say anything, but since you mentioned it, I feel obligated.
Did I mention it? I don't remember mentioning it.
Boy, time flies, doesn't it? But no, I did want to say this. This is really interesting, at least to me. So this relates to what you called forced obsolescence, and I think that's a wonderful term. So I was working on the screws on the back of a German car, and there happened to be about six of them here, the same particular brand. And I looked at the screws that hold the license plates on, and what this manufacturer did is they took some aluminum rivets that are tapped, and they riveted them to the back of the trunk of this particular vehicle. And then they have stainless steel screws, which are top-of-the-line screws. I mean, stainless steel screws are expensive, machine screws. And there are four of them that hold the license plates in. Well, they rust in place. because of the salt in the air during the winter. And what happens is the screws break off in the rivets, or the rivets break, and you can't put the license plates on. So I thought, how many of this particular model car does this happen to? The answer is all of them. So what I wanted to share with the class is, if you have fasteners that you think you're going to put on and take off, you know, some kind of a frequency, like license plates. You know, you're forced to buy new license plates every time they have a new, more improved reflective paint in Missouri. So every couple of years, you have to buy new license plates because they say your license plates wear out. Well, you may not be able to get the screws out that hold the license plates in. And then if you have to bring it to a mechanic to tap, to drill and tap those rivets, you're looking at $50 because the screws break off because of the rust that the county governments put on the they put the salt on the roads with the beet juice, and it destroys vehicles. And it's not just that. So anyway, as far as those small screws, make sure you use something called an anti-seize compound, okay, on the threads, or at least synthetic grease, so you'll be able to get them out next time. I was under I was under a Chevy truck yesterday, and we're doing a transmission rebuild, my son and I. And so we removed the drive shaft, and road salt got into the universal joint and destroyed that. So it needs to have the universal joint pressed in. That's probably a $100 repair, you know, if you bring your vehicle to a shop to have one universal joint replaced. About $100. And then we disconnected the cross member that holds the transmission up in the truck, and removed the starter, removed the bolts. Well, of course, you have to remove the exhaust pipe to take the transmission out of this particular V6 truck. It's a Chevy. And the stud that's in the exhaust pipe just breaks off. Why? Because it's rusted in place. So now that has to be pressed out, and new stud pressed in. That's another $50 job. Then, to make the matter, I mean, just to top this off, the transmission won't come out. All the bolts are removed because the transmission is rusted to the engine. It won't come out. Now, it's only been a day that we've been hammering and banging and chipping away at this and using all kinds of solvents and penetrating oils and lubricants. We can't get it out. So I went to the internet. It's not just us. It's a common problem. So what I'm saying, class, is repairs are going to cost a fortune because of rust. All kinds of rust. Things that you've never even thought about, like the screws that hold your license plates on that you're required to change every couple of years because your license plates wear out, according to them. I used to be proud of my vehicles, and I would wash the car and wash the license plate and wax the license plate. No more. I wash everything but the license plates because I want them to be filthy and hard to read. Rich Even and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. Offgridmontana.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.